礼节美语。
David 唐到 Players 杂志社求职面试，考官是杂志社经理 Fred Dixon。
Hello, Mr. Tang. Take a seat.
Thanks, Mr. Dixon. Call me David, please.
Okay, David. Call me Fred. How are you this morning?
Very well, thanks. Actually, I'm quite excited.
Oh?
I've been a big fan of Players Magazine for many years now. I love what you do here. I love the witty writing, the clever features, and even the layout.
David 多年来一直是 Players 杂志的忠实读者，他很欣赏杂志的
witty writing, clever features, and even the layout.
风趣的文风、巧妙的特写，甚至是版面设计。
Nice of you to say. We've been working hard to try to keep the magazine as current and relevant as possible. So, I've looked over your resume. You're bilingual, right?
Yes.Actually, technically, Chinese is my mother tongue. My parents immigrated to Canada when I was 7 years old. Later on, I went to schools in the States and Europe as well.
Well, being bilingual is always a plus. We are thinking about expanding our operations, and, of course, China is a huge market. Anyway, let's see here.Can you tell me why you think you'd be a good fit for our organization?
David 是双语
Bilingual.
中文是他的母语
Mother tongue.
Fred 承认
Bilingual is always a plus.
双语当然更好 Plus 在这儿是优势的意思 Fred 问 David 为什么觉得自己适合杂志社的工作
A good fit for the organization.
David 说他自己年轻,思维敏锐,精力充沛。
And I'm always looking for that next big thing.
随时准备迎接新的时尚和潮流。
That's good. Okay, here's a question that might seem kind of off the wall. If you were a car, what kind of car would you be and why?
Interesting question. I'd say I'd be one of those Japanese sports cars. Not too big, not too flashy on the outside, but lots of power under the hood. You're asking this to get a sense of my personality, right?
Yeah, that's the idea. So you're saying you are reliable and quietly powerful. Is that it?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Fred 问 David.假如是一辆车的话，它会是什么车？这个问题确实有些
off the wall，
出人意料，不同寻常。David 说愿意是一辆日本跑车 ，sports car， 不以大小和外表取人，但是马力十足。
Lots of power under the hood。
Fred 理解为 David 是一个可靠而且
quietly powerful，
不声不响但干劲十足的人。David 回答说
，That's a good way of putting it。
这么说也不错 To put it 是表达的意思面试中还有哪些问题我们下次继续收听